This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A musician who performs with Lyle Lovett and his large band found a noose on a light pole over the weekend, prompting police in Montana's largest city to investigate the case as a possible hate crime. Charles Rose, who plays trombone, says he saw the noose on a light pole a few feet from the band's tour bus in Billings when he went out to get something from the bus on Sunday morning. Lyle Lovett and his band performed at an outdoor concert in downtown Billings last Sunday evening. Rose wrote on his Facebook page on Sunday, where he shared an image of the noose, "I don't recall seeing it when we first arrived this morning. Scary. Needless to say, I took it down." Billings Mayor Bill Cole addressed the issue at a city council meeting this past Monday night, saying, "Your city council, police department, and city leaders take this matter very seriously. We condemn any hateful speech or symbols of hate in our community." The police investigation has so far not turned up any witnesses who saw the noose being placed on the light pole, and police have not been able to find any surveillance video in the area. Billings has experienced many other instances of racist and religious hate crimes over the years. In the 1990s, the city united against racist attacks with members of a painters' union painting over racist graffiti that defaced a Native American family's house, and with people from several denominations providing security at a black church after white supremacist skinheads interrupted services there. The city united again when hate flyers were posted near a Jewish synagogue, headstones were knocked over at a Jewish cemetery, and a brick was thrown through the menorah-decorated bedroom window of a six-year-old boy, the son of a Jewish rabbi. In December 1993, the Billings Gazette printed a full-page menorah that people could hang in their windows in support of Jewish residents. A sporting goods store posted, "Not in our town," on its reader board, giving name to a movement that was the subject of news coverage and later a made-for-TV movie. It continues as a not-for-profit organization whose purpose is to stop hate, address bullying, and build safe, inclusive communities for all. Seasonal and full-time workers in Yellowstone National Park have voted to unionize, the National Federation of Federal Employees announced on July 24th. The Yellowstone Organizing Committee said the effort was driven by low pay, unmanageable workloads, high rent, a stifling hierarchy, and other issues that has the workforce in the first national park struggling. The resulting high turnover negatively affects the park and the public's experience of it, union organizers said. Of 81 votes cast, 66 were in favor of unionizing and 16 against, according to organizer Mark Wolf, a former park worker for six seasons. Some workers had trouble voting because of their isolated location and limited internet connectivity. Supervisors were excluded from the vote. Yellowstone's workforce is as many as 380 people in the summer to fewer than 100 in the winter. The collective bargaining unit will include employees like interpretive rangers, biologists, scientists, photographers, educators, researchers, fee collectors, first responders and firefighters, and other staff working for the Department of Interior's National Park Service. In a statement, the union said, "Our goal in unionizing is to improve communications between field staff and park management and improve working and living conditions for all employees, especially temporary seasonal employees. We also want to find tangible ways to build a more inclusive, diverse workplace with more transparency and opportunity for advancement. As things work now, it can be hard for seasonal workers or people on the ground to communicate concerns without fear of reprisals from supervisors," Wolf said. "Having a union will provide a formal process for such concerns," he added. Workers on nearby national forests have already unionized, including in the Bridger Teton, Bighorn, Beaverhead Deer Lodge, Salmon Chalice, and other national forests in the region. And other workers in Yellowstone are unionized in the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 88, which represents workers in Yellowstone employed by Zantara Parks and Resorts, as well as many more workers throughout the state of Montana. The National Federation of Federal Employees has now been contacted by employees in Grand Teton National Park about unionizing its workforce.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.